Neonska duga. Rock'n'roll magazin Žikice Simića.
Dobar dan, želim moje ime Žikica Simić, ovo je emisija Neonska duga na talasima Radio Beograda 2. Večerašnja emisija je specijalno izdanje Neonske duge, posvećena 75. rođendanu Emilu Harris, moje omiljene pevačice, koja je stvarno vlasnica jedne fantastične karijere. Čućemo kako Emilu Harris peva, ali ovog puta ćemo u ovoj večerašnjoj emisiji slušati kako ona peva te svoje čuvene duete. Ona je zapravo tako i započela svoju karijeru, pevajući prateće vokale na pločama Grahama Parsonsa, i ova pesma koja se upravo završila, koja se zove We'll Sweep Out the Ashes in the Morning, je pesma koja, sa kojom sam ja valjda prvi put čuo glas Emilu Harris. Ona se nalazi na albumu GP Grahama Parsonsa i evo je na početku večerašnje emisije. Taj album GP izašao 73. godine. Carl Butler i Pearl Butler su bili, bio je duet koji je prvi otpeo ovu pesmu, ja mislim da su oni to uradili 68. a eto nekoliko godina kasnije su Grahama Parsons i Emilu Harris to otpevali i učinili tu pesmu besmrtnom. Taj njihov duet je zaista obeležio jedno vreme, veoma je uticajno to što su Grahama Parsons i Emilu Harris uradili u toku svoje karijere, naročito u ovom žanru koji se zove Amerikana. To je jedan, kako bih rekao, fundamentalni rad ugrađen u same temelje tog muzičkog žanra. Mi ćemo slušati Emilu kako peva sa raznoraznim pevačima od Boba Dylana i Nila Younga do Lucinda Williams i grupe The Band, i ja mislim uživati jer je to apsolutno vrhunska muzika. Grahama Parsons i Emilu Harris su 1973. godine zajedno sa bandom The Fallen Angels bili na turneji i ta turneja je zabeležena, odnosno snimci sa te turneje zabeleženi su na jednom albumu koji se zove Live 1973, koji se čak pojavio i ovde kod nas u licencnom izdanju. I mi ćemo sada u nastavku, a na početku ove naše večerašnje emisije posvećene Emilu Harris, čuti dve pesme uživo koje će nam otpevati Grahama Parsons i Emilu. To su numere koje se zovu That's All It Took i Drugstore Truck Driving Man. Ova prva je preuzeta iz repertoara George Jonesa i njegove supruge Tammy Vinette, ja mislim, a ova druga, Drugstore Truck Driving Man, je originalna pesma Grahama Parsonsa koja je pevao njegov band The Birds. Evo kako to zvuči u interpretaciji sastava Grahama Parsons and Fallen Angels, u kojem je Emilu Harris pevala prateće vokale. Prva pesma je That's All It Took.
That's all it took, the mention of your name, and all my love for you burst into flame. I'm happy, but they read me like a book. And when today I heard them say your name, that's all it took.
This is an old song that I did with the birds when I was in fear of getting my life taken away from me. Well, he's got him a house on the hill. He plays country music till you've had your fill. He's a fireman's friend. He's an all-night DJ. But he sure don't think much of the records he plays. He's a drugstore truck driving man. He's a head of the Ku Klux Klan. When summer rolls around, he'll be lucky if he's not in town. Neil Flange on the pedal steel.
Neonska duga.
When summer rolls around,
bio snimak sa turneje koje je Graham Parsons zajedno sa svojim bendom Fallen Angels imao 73. godine. Na albumu Live 1973 se nalaze ovi snimci, That's All It Took i Drugstore Truck Driving Man su bile pesme, a Emilu Harris i ovim numerama pevala prateće vokale. Naša današnja emisija posvećena Emilu Harris i slušat ćemo te njene fabulozne duete koje ona pevala toku svoje karijere. Svi ljudi koji su ikad čuli Emilu Harris znaju da njen glas nije, kako bi se reklo, ovozemaljski, već da dolazi iz nekih rajskih predela i zbog toga su vrlo često i najveći rock muzičari je angažovali da peva na njihovim pločama, ne bili na taj način svojoj muzici dali još jednu celestijalnu, rekao bih, dimenziju. To izazovu glasa Emilu Harris nije mogao da odoli ni Bob Dylan i on je na svom albumu Desire koji je izašao negde sredinom 70. godina angažovao Emilu Harris da peva prateće vokale i ona je to naravno uradila fenomenalno i Dylanovoj muzici dala jednu potpuno novu i drugačiju dimenziju. Mi ćemo čuti dve pesme sa tog, reklo bi se, legendarnog kultnog albuma Boba Dylana, bit će to numere Mozambik i One More Cup of Coffee. Ovo su Bob Dylan i Emilu Harris.
voice it trembles as he calls out for another plate of food.
One more cup of coffee for the road. One more cup of coffee for I go to the valley below.
Bob Dylan i Emil Harris, Graham Parsons i Emil Harris, ja mislim da su to sami vrhovi rock muzike, nema boljeg od tih njihovih zajedničkih pesama. Ovo su bile numere Mozambik i One More Cup of Coffee sa Dylanovog albuma Desire, prateći vokali su Emilu Harrisa, violina u rukama Scarlett Rivere, tako je Bob Dylan uz pomoć ove dve devojke uspio da napravi još jedno svoje remek delo. Emilu Harris, odnosno autorstvo Emilu Harris se ogleda pre svega u načinu njene interpretacije. Ona je pevala te efemerne pesme koje dolaze iz tih prokazanih, rekao bih, žanrova kao što je country, rock, pa čak i folk, ali je tim svojim vanzemaljskim glasom tim pesmama davala neku dozu nesvakidašnje lepote, što ćete se verovatno i uveriti slušajući ovu našu večerašnju emisiju koja je u celosti posvećena Emilu Harris i to onom segmentu njene karijere kada ona peva sa drugim izvođačima, sa drugim pevačima. U narednom segmentu čućemo Emilu Harrisa još dva velika i po najveća imena rock muzike sa Neilom Youngom i članovima grupe The Band. Sa Neilom Youngom i njegovim bendom Crazy Horse sa njihovog albuma American Stars and Bars otpevaće Emilu Harris pesmu Star of Bethlehem. To je pesma koja, kako sam naslov kaže, ima neke biblijske reference. A odmah potom sa legendarnog albuma The Last Waltz grupe The Band čućemo kako Emilu Harris zajedno sa članovima ove grupe peva pesmu Robbie Robertsona Evangeline. I postoji još jedna verzija ove pesme Emilu Harris koja se nalazi na njenom jednom albumu, ali ovo je verzija koju ona otpevala sa članovima grupe The Band. Ali pre nego što zapevaju oni to, slušamo Neila Younga i Crazy Horse zajedno sa Emilu Harrisu pesmi Star of Bethlehem sa njihovog albuma American Stars and Bars.
Ain't it hard when you wake up in the morning and you find out that those other days are gone? All you have is memories of happiness lingering on. All your dreams and your lovers won't protect you. They're only passing through you. All that they can get to and wait. yet still a light is shining from that lamp on down the hall. Maybe the star of Bethlehem wasn't a star.
Five Stars Film Distribution predstavlja novi film Selin Sjame, rediteljke nagrađivanog ostvarenja Portret dame u vatri. Mala mama je priča o ljubavi i razumevanju, o toplini koja se stvara upoznavanjem, o odnosima koji jačaju zagrljajima. Jednostavno ispričan, vrhunski urađen film Mala mama u bioskopima od 14. aprila.
Jednom kada ovo prođe,
novi studijski album regionalne dive Negre ukraden.
Jedva čekam dobri ljudi.
Jednom kada ovo prođe, sa 13 novih hitova.
Hvala na svemu, buče skrasija.
Croatia Records i PGP RTS u prodaji.
Eko.
Pre ovog seta reklama čuli smo grupu The Band zajedno sa Emilu Harrisu u pesmi Evangeline ili Evangeline sa njihovog albuma The Last Waltz. Pesma Robbie Robertsona, naravno, i Neil Young i Crazy Horse u numeri Star of Bethlehem sa albuma American Stars and Bars. Takođe, Emilu Harris je gostovala u toj numeri kao pratiće pevačica. U današnjem izdanju Neonske duge slušamo Emilu Harris, ovo izdanje naime posvećeno ovoj fenomenalnoj pevačici povodom njenog 75. rođendana koji je bio 2. aprila ove godine. 75. aprila je već prisutna Emilu Harris na ovoj planeti. Mislim da je to prava radost, što bi rekao jedan moj prijatelj, jer njen glas nam je zaista donao toliko fantastičnih muzičkih užitaka tokom svih tih godina koliko njena besprekorna karijera traje. Sad ćemo čuti kako peva sa svojom, možda jedinom konkurentkinjom, da kažemo, ali zapravo se tu ni u kakvom takmičenju ne radi. Čućemo kako na albumu Carl Wilson, Gravel Road, Lucinda Williams peva prateće vokale u pesmi Greenville. I onda potom slušamo Emilu Harris zajedno sa Georgeom Johnson. George Jones je najveći pevač country muzike. Mnogi kažu da je to uz Franka Sinatra i najveći pevač u Sjedinjenim Državama. Sa njegovog albuma Lady's Choice čućemo kako George Jones i Emilu Harris izvode pesmu All Fall Down i mislim da je to jedan, kako bi se rekao, pevački vrhunac koji će obeležiti večerašnje izdanje Neonske duge na talasima Radio Beograda 2. Ali dok George Jones i Emilu ne zapevaju, slušamo Emilu zajedno sa Lucindom Williams u pesmi koja se zove Greenville.
Don't wanna see you again or hold your hand, 'cause you don't really love me. You're not my man, you're not my man. Oh, you're not my man. Go back to Greenville, just gone back to Greenville. Scream and shout and you make a scene. When you open your mouth, you never say what you mean. Say what you mean. Oh, say what you mean. Go back to Greenville, just come back to Greenville. Hard liquor, you come on strong. You lose your temper, someone looks at you wrong. Looks at you wrong. Oh, looks at you wrong.
Rock and Roll Magazine.
Go back to Greenville, just go.
Go back to Greenville, castles tall, houses small, left alone, all fall down.
Bili su ovo George Jones i Emil Harris u pesmi All Fall Down sa albuma koje George Jones snimio pod imenom Lady's Choice i pre toga Lucinda Williams i Emil Harris numeri Greenville sa Lucindinog albuma Carl Wilson Gravel Road, verovatno jedna od najboljih ploča koja je snimljena u 90. godinama prošlog veka. U današnjoj emisiji posvećeno je Emilu Harris, slušamo njene te fabulozne vokale i ovo do sada što smo slušali uglavnom je bilo zabeleženo na pločama nekih drugih izvođača na kojima je gostovala Lucinda Williams. Sad ćemo čuti dva poznata dueta koji se nalaze na originalnim pločama Lucinda Williams. Čućemo njenu verziju poznate pesme Towns of Van Zanta, If I Needed You, sa albuma Cimarron u kojoj Emilu Harris pomaže Don Williams, takođe poznati slavni country pevač, i onda ćemo čuti jednu potpuno neobičnu pesmu koja se zove Spanish Johnny, a koja se nalazi na albumu Emilu Harris Evangeline, a tu Emilu Harris peva sa Waylonom Jenningsom. I na taj način ćemo vidjeti kako je Lucinda na svojim pločama nastavljala da ide onim putem koji je na početku karijere oformila, da tako kažem, sa Grahamom Parsonsom. Na početku karijere pevajući sa Grahamom Parsonsom u pratećem bendu Grahama Parsonsa su bili legendarni muzičari koji su pratili Elvisa Prislija, između ostalih i James Barton je svirao gitaru, Glenn D. Harding klavijature, a Ron Tutt bubnjeve. Kasnije, kada je Graham Parsons nažalost napustio ovu planetu, oni su nastavili da sarađuju sa Emilom Harris i svirali su i na njenim prvim albumima. Evo kako su Don Williams i Emilu Harris otpevali pesmu, legendarnu pesmu Towns of Van Zanta, pesmu od koje, zaista, na koju niko ne može da ostane ravnodušan, a koja se zove If I Needed You.
would swim the sea for to ease your pain.
Well, the night's forlorn and the morning's born, and the morning's born with the lights of love, and you'll miss sunrise if you close your eyes, and then break my heart.
If I
yeah.
Bili su Emlu Harris i Waylon Jennings u pesmi Spanish Johnny. Tu pesmu napisao Paul Siebel, jedan od pionira tog urbanog folk booma koji se zbivao na Greenwich Village u 60. godina, autor nekoliko zaista izuzetnih pesama. Nažalost, Paul Siebel nas je prošle nedelje napustio, tako da ova pesma na neki način je i njemu posvećena, a Emilu Harris i Waylon Jennings su to zaista otpevali na čudesan način, kao što su i Emilu Harris i Don Williams isto to uradili sa pesmom Townsend Van Zanta If I Needed You, koju smo čuli pre toga. Jedan od najpouzdanijih saradnika Emilu Harris tokom njene fantastične karijere bio je pevač i kompozitor i gitarista Rodney Crowell. Prvu pesmu koju je Emilu otpevala na svom debitantskom albumu Pieces of the Sky je napisao Rodney Crowell, ona se zvala Bluebird Vine. I kasnije, znači tokom svih ovih decenija koliko traje karijera Emilu Harris, njih dvoje su sarađivali i to uvek uspešno. Jedna od tih saradnji je i na repertuaru večerašnjeg izdanja Neonske duge, naime sa albuma Outsider Rodnija Crowella čućemo kako Rodney Crowell i Emilu Harris izvode pesmu Boba Dylana Shelter from the Storm, fantastična verzija. I odmah potom slušamo i Ryana Adamsa, jednog od, kako bi se reklo, country rock muzičara koji pripada možda i drugoj generaciji, nekada lidera sastava Whiskey Town, kasnije momka koja je najviše obećavao kada je u pitanju ta vrsta muzike, a kasnije se njegova karijera nekako zaplela u neke neobične tokove i čvorove i on nekako nije uspeo da izađe iz njih, ali samo njegov debitanski album Heartbreaker je svakako ploča o kojoj oko koje se svi slažemo da je fantastična. Na toj ploči se nalazi pesma Oh My Sweet Caroline, u kojoj Emilu Harris peva zajedno sa Ryanom Adamsom, i to će vam sada emitovati. Ali pre nego što Ryan Adams i Emilu zapevaju, slušamo Rodnija Crowella i Emilu Harris u fantastičnoj verziji Dylanove čuvene pesme Shelter from the Storm.
Lifetime, one of toil and blood, when blackness was a virtue and the road was full of mud. I came in from the wilderness, a creature void of form. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. And if I pass this way again, you can rest assured I'll always do my best for her, on that I give my word. In a world of still like death and men who are fighting to stay warm, come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm.
Not a word was spoke between us. There was little risk involved. Everything up to that point had been left unresolved. Try imagining a place where it is always safe and warm. Come in and I will give you shelter from the storm. You were burned out from exhaustion.
I turned around and she was standing there with silver bracelets on her wrists and flowers in her hair. She walked up to me gracefully, took my crown of thorns. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm.
Now there's a wall between us.
On hard nails, the preacher rides a mount, but nothing really matters much. It's doom alone that counts. The one-eyed undertaker blows his funeral horn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. I've heard newborn babies wailing like a mourning dove, and old men with their broken teeth stranded without love. Do I understand your question, man? It's hopeless and forlorn. Come in, she says, I'll give you shelter from the storm.
In a little hilltop village, they gamble for your clothes. You bargain for salvation, and they give you a lethal dose. You offer up your innocence and get repaid with scorn. Come in, I will give you shelter from the storm.
Now I'm living in a foreign country, but I'm bound across the line. Razor's edge, someday I'll make it mine. If I could only turn back the hands of time to when you and God were born, I know that I could give you shelter from the storm. Come in and I will give you shelter from the storm.
I went down to Houston and I stopped in San Antonio. Well, I passed up the station for the bus. Was trying to find me something, but I wasn't sure just what. Man, I ended up with pockets full of dust. So I went on to Cleveland and I ended up insane. I bought a borrowed suit and learned to dance. And I was spending money like the way it likes to rain. Man, I ended up with pockets full of cane. Oh, my sweet Carolina, what compels me to go? Oh, my sweet disposition, may you one day carry me home. I never been to Vegas, but I gambled. Building newsprint boats, I raced to Superman. Trying to find me something, but I wasn't sure just what. Funny how they say that some things never change. Oh, my sweet Carolina, what compels me to go? Oh, my sweet disposition, may you one day carry me home. City, it feels like things are closing in. The sunset's just my light bulb burning out. Well, I miss Kentucky and I miss my family. All the sweetest winds they blow across the south. Oh, my sweet Carolina, what compels me to go? Oh, my sweet disposition, may you one day carry me home. May you one day carry
Radio Beograd 2, program kulture i umetnosti.
Čuli smo Ryan Adamsa u pesmi Oh My Sweet Caroline sa njegovog debitanskog solo albuma Heartbreaker, naravno i prateći vokal Emilu Harris i Rodnija Crowella u numeri Shelter from the Storm zajedno sa Emilu Harris sa njegovog albuma Outsider. I u ovoj večerašnjoj emisiji u kojoj slušamo pesmu u kojima je Emilu Harris pevala prateće vokale, ona je pevajući te prateće vokale u pesmama koje smo volili na neki način i produhovila i taj naš svet i tu našu ljubav prema ovoj muzici za koju vrlo često kažu da je efemerna, ali eto Emilu Harris svojim glasom, ja mislim, svakoj pesmi koju smo večeras emitovali dala neku anđelsku dimenziju. Nastavljamo i dalje da slušamo ovu muziku. Ako se nalazite u nekom automobilu i slušate ovo na radiju u automobilu, onda zaista mislim da užitak može da bude potpun, jer je ova muzika nekako potiče iz tog ambijenta. Sad ćemo čuti Tony Joe White-a sa njegovog albuma Heroine. Slušat ćemo kako Tony Joe White i Emil Harris pevaju pesmu Wild Wolf Calling Me i naravno Steve'a Earle'a u numeri Coming Around sa njegovog albuma The Revolution Starts Now. Steve Earle i Emil Harris imaju jedan zaista zanimljiv odnos kada je Steve Earle izašao iz zatvora i kada je trebalo da snimi povratnički album Train a Coming. Najveću pomoć mu je pružila Emilu Harris i ta njihova saradnja i prijateljstvo se nastavilo i dalje. I evo, možemo da ga ilustrujemo i ovom pesmom koju smo odabrali za večeras, a koja se zove Coming Around, rekao sa tog albuma The Evolution Starts Now. Ali pre Steve'a Earle'a slušamo Tony Joe White'a i Emilu Harris u pesmi Wild Wolf Calling Me.
A place high on a mountain, and the wind blows cool all the time. I like to go up there and just lay still and feel the earth against my spine.
I am a loner. I like the silence. Sometimes it gets too loud, and I start roaming beyond the boundaries and lose myself in the crowd.
I keep changing like the seasons. I'm trying to keep my spirit free, and I don't question where I'm going when I hear the wild wolf calling me.
My grandmother was on her deathbed, and I whispered, please don't go. She said, lean down just a little closer. There is something I want you to know. You can shed your teardrops, but there is no sorrow, 'cause my heart and soul is at peace. I move closer to the bright light, and I can hear the wild wolf.
It's lonesome back in the shadows. There's a cold chill and I feel the need, but I keep my distance, 'cause I am waiting until I hear the wild wolf calling me.
Calling me.
was washing my face, thinking about going to town. Sick and tired of hanging around this place, waiting on the blues to drag me down. Bless my soul, maybe I'm coming around. Been lying low, but maybe I'm coming around.
I've been running nearly all of my life, far and fast as I can. It may sound funny, but I'm thinking this might be about right where I came in. Well, I don't know, maybe I'm coming around. Got a ways to go, but maybe I'm coming around. Finally laid my burden down.
Steve L, Tony Joe White i Emil Harris u večerašnjem izdanju Neonske duge. To je, ja mislim, vrhunac jedne radijske emisije. Izveli su nam pesme Coming Around, odnosno White Wolf Calling Me. Rekao smo već na početku večerašnje emisije da je karijera Emilu Harris zapravo započela njenom kolaboracijom sa Grahamom Parsonsom i na neki način to je i jedan od vrhunaca njene karijere, moglo bi tako da se kaže, pošto su ta dva albuma koje su njih dvoje snimili zajedno, fantastične ploče, i ova prva GP i ova druga Grievous Angel. I evo nas kod tih ploče i da čujemo Grahama Parsonsa i Emilu Harris. To je uvek onako jedan trenutak epifanijski koji vam dovodi vas do nekih neverovatnih otkrića i neverovatnih uvida. Čućemo sa albuma Grievous Angel dve pesme i fantastično to pevanje Emilu Harris i Grahama Parsonsa. Prvo od njih će biti poznata pesma iz repertoara Everly Brothers Love Hurts, a druga je jedna originalna pesma Grahama Parsonsa, po mom mišljenju jedna od najboljih pesama koje se pojavile u rock muzici uopšte. Zove se Return of Grievous Angel. U obe ove numere dominiraju i ovako i onako Emilu Harris i Graham Parsons. Ovo je Love Hurts.
Love hurts.
Rock'n'Roll Magazine.
Some fools think of happiness, blissfulness, togetherness. Some fools fool themselves, I guess, but they're not fooling me. I know it isn't true. No, it isn't true. Love is just a lie made to make you blue. Love hurts. Love hurts.
To scratch my itch, sweet Annie Ridge, and welcome me back to town. Come out on your porch or step into your parlor, and I'll tell you how it all went down. Out with the truckers and the kickers and the cowboy angels, and a good saloon in every single town. Oh, and I remembered something you once told me, and I'd be damned if it did not come true. 20,000 roads I went down, 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 and they all led me straight back home. To grow up with the country, across those prairies with those waves of grain. And I saw my devil, and I saw my deep blue sea, and I thought about a calico bonnet from Cheyenne to Tennessee. Straight across that river bridge last night at past two. Switchman waved his lantern goodbye in the day as we went rolling through. Billboards and truck stops passed by the grievous angel. Now I know just what I have to do.
Pick it for me, Jane.
Cheyenne to Tennessee.
The news I could bring, I met up with a king on his head and an amphetamine crown. Talked about unbuckling that old Bible belt and light it out for some desert town. Out with the truckers and the kickers and the cowboy angels,
if it did not come true.
20,000 roads I went down, 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 and they all led me straight back home to you. 20,000 roads I went down, 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 and they all led me straight back home to you.
Bila je fenomenalna pesma Grahama Parsonsa, Return of Grievous Angel, sa njegovog albuma Grievous Angel, koji je posthumno izašao 1984. Graham Parsons je izgubio život od overdoze 1973. godine, a pre toga smo čuli numeru Love Hurts albuma Grievous Angel takođe. Jel? To je pesma Budlo Bryanta koja je bila na repertuaru sastava Everly Brothers. Everly Brothers i Loving Brothers su na neki način bili role model kada je u pitanju ovo zajedničko pevanje između Grahama Parsonsa i Emmylou Harris. Nastavljamo da slušamo ovaj fantastični tandem koji obeležio jedan period muzike i toliko je značajan za neke dalje tokove u ovoj muzici pa sve do naših današnjih dana. Čut ćemo pesmu koju su zajedno napisali Emmylou Harris i Graham Parsons, koja se zove In My Hour of Darkness i koja se nalazi na ovom albumu Grievous Angel, a potom sa prethodnog albuma GP jednu od najboljih pesama Grahama Parsonsa koja se zove A Song for You. To je jedna prava, kako bi se reklo, južnjačka saga, onako sa, rekao bih, Faulknerovskom snagom. U obe ove numere kao glavni pomagač i glavni kolaborant Grahama Parsonsa je Emmylou Harris. Ovo je In My Hour of Darkness.
Young man went driving through the night, miles and miles without a word, but just his high beam lights.
Who'd have ever thought they'd build such a deadly Denver bend, to be so strong, to take so
silver string guitar, and he played to people everywhere. Some say he was a star,
but he was just a country boy. His simple songs confess, and the music he had in him so very few possess. Like my friend,
wanders all around, everywhere. Trembles and it shakes till every tree's loose. It rolls the meadows and it rolls the meadows. Take me down to your dance floor. I won't mind people when they stare. Paint a different color on your front door. And tomorrow we will still be there. Jesus built a ship to sing a song to. It sails the river and it sails the tide. Some of my friends don't know who they belong to. Some can't get a single thing to work inside. So take me down to your dance floor. And I won't mind the people when they stare. Paint a different color on your front door. And tomorrow we will still be there. I loved you every day, and now I'm leaving. And I can see the sorrow in your eyes. I hope you know a lot more than you're believing. Just so the sun don't hurt you when you cry. Oh, take me down to your dance floor. I won't mind the people when they stare. Paint a different color on your front door. And tomorrow we may still be there. And tomorrow we may still be there.
Bili su Graham Parsons i Emil Harris sa albuma GP Grahama Parsonsa u numeri A Song For You i pre toga sa albuma Grievous Angel u numeri In My Hour of Darkness, koji su zajedno i napisali Graham Parsons i Emil Harris, a u kojoj prateće vokale pored Emil Harris pevala i Linda Ronstadt. Linda Ronstadt takođe pripadala tom krugu oko Grahama Parsonsa, ako možete pronađite negde priču Linde Ronstadt o tome kako se provela kada je Graham Parsons svojim Harley Davidsonom vodio na sedeljku kod Jima Morrisona. A mi nastavljamo i dalje. Emilu Harris je nekako preuzela na sebe obavezu da čuva uspomenu na Grahama Parsonsa i ona to stvarno radi dosledno. U prvom tom delu njene karijere na svakom njenom albumu se nalazila po neka pesma Grahama Parsonsa, a kasnije je ona i napravila jedan fantastičan tribut Grahamu Parsonsu koji je okupio ovako zanimljivu jednu grupu izvođača. Emilu Harris je sa nekim od njih nastupila i zajedno i eto u ovom narednom segmentu ćemo čuti i dve numere sa tog tributa Grahamu Parsonsu koje je pod imenom Return of the Grievous Angel priredila Emilu Harris, o kojoj večeras pričamo, koja je 2. aprila ove godine proslavila 75. rođendan. Čućemo kako Emilu Harris i grupa Pretenders, Chrissy Hynde, znači kako njih dve pevaju jednu takođe sjajnu i slavnu pesmu Grahama Parsonsa koja se zove jednostavno She, a onda ćemo čuti Emilu Harris i Sheryl Crow kako izvode numeru Juanita koju je Graham Parsons izvodio sa svojim bendom Flying Burrito Brothers. Ovo su Emil Harris i Pretenders, odnosno Chrissy Hynde, pesma je She.
She came from the land of the cotton, a land that was near forgotten by everyone. She worked and she slaved so hard, a big old field was her backyard in the Delta sun. Oh, she sure could sing. Then he looked down and he took a little bit. The whole town swore, decided he'd help us some. Very pretty, deep and satisfied, he knew she was the only one. Oh, but she sure could sing. Yeah, she sure could sing. She had faith and she had belief.
Heroji, skitnice i fatalne žene.
Life was to give.
forgotten by everyone. She worked and she slaved so hard. A big old field was her backyard, the Delta Sun. Oh, yeah, she sure could sing. Could sing.
No affection were the words that stuck on my mind when she walked out.
Bio duet od milion dolara Emilu Harris i Sheryl Crow u pesmi Grema Parsonsa Juanita sa tributa Gremu Parsonsu koja je priredila Emilu Harris, a pre toga duet od 2 miliona dolara Emilu Harris i Pretenders i u numeri She istog porekla u ovoj našoj večerašnjoj emisiji u kojoj slušamo pesme u kojima Emilu Harris pevala pratiće ili harmonijske te vokale, a sve to povodom njenog 75. rođendana koji se zbio 2. aprila ove godine. Svi vole da pevaju, svi su volili da pevaju Semilu i svi vole još uvijek da pevaju Semilu, pa tako i jedan osebujni country pevač koji se zove Lyle Lovett, koji ima i zanimljivu, kako bi se rekao, glumačku karijeru. Mogli smo da gledamo u nekim vrlo neobičnim filmovima i neobičnim ulogama, čak i kod Roberta Altmana. Lyle Lovett snima odlične ploče, je prva njegova ploča se zove Pontiac i tu je nastupila Emilu Harris kao specijalna gošća u numeri Walk Through the Bottom Land, to ćemo vam sada emitovati, i odmah potom ćemo vam emitovati jednu pesmu izvođenju Alberta Lea sa njegovog debitanskog solo albuma Hiding. Albert Lee je naravno legendarni britanski gitarista koji je svirao u pratećem bendu Emilu Harris kada je onaj muzičar koji je svirao sa Elvisom napustio band. Čućemo sa njegovog albuma Hiding, koja je neobična ploča, jer se country rock i pub rock nekako tu sjedinili kao nikad pre i nikad posle, u numeri Billy Tyler. Ovo je Lyle Lovett.
Jersey lady, I knew long ago that she was a lady, I say. But she met a cowboy who rode on the rodeo, and he stole her heart straight away. The New Jersey lady, she loved him so true, another love she never had. But cowboys are lonesome, and cowboys are blue, and they make the ladies so sad. Sing me a melody, sing me a blues, walk through the bottom and without no shoes. The brasses, she's a running scared, she heard the news. Walk her too, and you know she tried to hold on, but the rodeo life was the life that he knew, he had to keep drifting along. She never married, and she never would, and all of the people they'd say, the New Jersey lady, she just ain't no good to follow a cowboy that way. Sing me a melody, sing me a blues, walk through the bottom and without no shoes. The brasses, she's a running scared, she heard the news. Walk in the night, and then in the morning he'd go. Well, she loved the darkness and hated the light, along with that damn rodeo. The New Jersey lady, the day that he died, she covered him over with clay. And feeling the way, night as she cried, she heard the old cowboy say, sing me a melody, sing me a blues, walk through the bottom and without no shoes. The brasses, she's a running scared, she heard the news. Walk through the bottom and without no shoes. And sing
I to bi bilo to što smo spremili za večerašnje izdanje Neonske duge na talasima Radio Beograda 2. Obeležili smo 75. rođendan Emilu Harris, slušali smo pesme u kojima ona peva prateće vokale i te njene duete. Za sam kraj ostavili smo pesmu Priscilla Coolidge, Sweet Bed of Feeling, u kojoj se također pojavljuje Emilu Harris. Ton majstor u večerašnjoj emisiji bio Igor Ristić, Jelena Bradović organizator, moje ime je Žikica Simić, a ovo su Priscilla Coolidge i Emilu Harris.